This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 26 of the Levels of Geek Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, from Netflix Reviews, and as my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be talking about a movie that is very interesting. This is part of our female-led action movie month of January, as voted on by you guys, the fans. I put polls up. You guys voted on this movie. The movie, of course, Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson, from 2014. That's the movie we're going to tackle in this episode. Before we do that, I do want to say, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, please make sure you give us a follow, subscribe, like it, rate it, do all that stuff, share it. Let everyone know that you're listening to it on your commute to work, or when you're at home, or when you're working out, or whatever you're doing. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please make sure to like the video. Give us a like. Give us a comment down below. What do you think of this movie? When we're all done reviewing this, tell us if you agree. Lately, I've liked it. Lately, we've been getting a lot of people picking sides, which I like.
Yeah.
Either they agree with Alex or they agree with me. And I'm here for it. Whether I win or lose, I'm here for it. So let us know. Who do you agree with more? Unless we're on the same page. So we're going to be covering Lucy. Before we go into the box office numbers and the critic reviews, first, let's give you guys our criteria. They are lead character, villain, action, story, overall, and then the total points. So that's the criteria we follow every week. I have asked people to comment with their scores. No one ever does. So you know what? If you want to, do it. Otherwise, just let us know what you thought about the movie. That works as well. Alex, before we go into them, also, what's your experience with this movie? I always like to know. I know, but just to remind the people, have you seen it? Is it a first time watch? A second time watch? What's going on?
This is a second time watch. The first time watch was not so good. I did not like the movie. I did not like the movie at all the first time. So this is going to be very interesting when we talk about it.
Yeah, so this is only the second time I've ever seen this movie. I saw it at the theater. And if you go to Netflix Movie Reviews here on YouTube, you can find an old review from 2014 where I reviewed Hercules starring The Rock. And then at the end, I did a special after credits mini review of this movie. That is my only experience with it. I haven't watched it in 6 years. So, we'll see how this turns out. So before we do so, Alex, now I'm going to guess on this one. I didn't look it up. I don't know. But I remember this movie being very successful. I remember it was number one when it opened, and it made a lot of money. Now, how much? I don't know. I'm going to guess worldwide $400 million. That's a ballpark. But I remember it being popular. So please, give us the box office numbers.
All right, so here we go, guys. This is the box office numbers for Lucy for 2014. All right, domestically, it made $126,663,600.
Ooh. Yep. So, did well.
Yeah,
did good.
Yeah, did really good. International did even better. $332,200,000.
So I was close. That sounds like
you're pretty close.
400 something million.
Yeah. On the worldwide of $458,863,600. On a budget of $40 million.
Sheesh. So made 10 times. Made 10 times its budget. That sounds to me like a hit. This, of course, was directed by Luc Besson, French director of some classics, I guess you could say. The Fifth Element, kind of a, I won't say a cult classic, but it got a big following after the fact.
I think it could be a cult classic. Movies. It could be a cult classic.
Yeah, and then one of my favorite movies, Leon the Professional. Fantastic movie. We definitely got to cover that one here. But
He did Taken. Wasn't he Taken?
A producer of Taken. He produced a bunch of movies.
Right.
He directed The Professional, The Fifth Element, this. Recently, he did Valerian. He's interesting. He's quirky. He's French. You know what I mean? He did La Femme Nikita, the original La Femme Nikita.
Okay.
This was a big hit for him, though. I think it was like his biggest hit either ever or in a very, very long time. Now let's get to the Rotten Tomatoes score, because it obviously did well, but did people like it? So critic score, it is certified fresh at 66%. So the critics overall war positive, more so than negative on the movie. Audience score, not as friendly, 47%. So critics liked it more than audiences, but audiences did turn out because it made a lot of money. So this is quite the conundrum. Now, you know, movies like Transformers, they have very low audience scores, but they also made $1 billion. So maybe people just spend their money and then after they complain about it. I don't know. But what do you think about the disparity in the ratings there?
I'm very shocking. Very shocking that the critics would not bring this down a bit. Like, okay, I thought it was going to be low. I thought it was going to be rotten.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you okay. Surprised me.
Yeah, 66%.
Yeah, that's very shocking. Very shocking.
All right, so now there's only two opinions that matter. We all know that, and that's mine and Alex's. Yeah. So we're the ones that are here. We're not Rotten Tomatoes, and we're not the 2,000 or whatever audience members who reviewed it. We're just two guys who watched this movie and are going to now give you our take. So I just want to say thank you or no thank you for everyone who voted for this movie for us to watch.
Yeah.
We gave you a bunch of movies to pick, and Lucy ended up being one of them. So please, without further ado, take it away. Lead character.
Yeah, so the lead character is Lucy herself, Scarlett Johansson. I thought the character was ugh. Like, I didn't care for the character. She was okay. But again, there's something about Scarlett Johansson. She's not a blockbuster type actress. Now, she did make money on this one.
Yep.
Don't know why, but she did. But other than that, there's no other movies that she made this type of success with. You know what I mean?
Outside of Marvel.
Outside of Marvel. Yeah. But yeah, like, she had Ghost in the Shell, Floppity Doodah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she had other ones.
Rough Night, right? The same year. Didn't do well.
Didn't do well. So, like, for me, like, with this movie, like, she played a character. She was a normal chick, because I thought she was a hooker in the beginning, but she wasn't. She was just a normal chick. Went
she's
out
a party
partying.
Girl.
Yeah, she was partying. Yeah. She met this wrong guy. She was at the wrong place at the wrong time. She gets suckered to bring in the suitcase. From there, they put the drugs in her stomach. The guy kicks her in the stomach. The bag starts to leak. She got superpowers, pretty much. That's exactly what happens. And yep. She has like less than 24 hours before she disintegrates and becomes the most powerful being on Earth. So that's pretty much it, right? I mean, it's pretty much it. That's it. So in that nutshell, the whole time thing, I'm going to be really honest with you. I did not like her character. I thought the character in the beginning was cool. Once she got that whole superpower in her, it became crap. I was like, this is, like, I did not like the way she was acting in it. When she starts talking like a robot, that thing annoyed me. Oh, my God, that annoyed me. I was like, oh, Lord, I couldn't take it. I gave her a 2. Yeah, she got a 2.
All right. Okay. Hey, there's ain't nothing wrong with that. So listen, here's my take on Scarlett Johansson. I am a fan of Scarlett Johansson. I think, while I agree with you, she, for whatever reason, I don't quite understand it. She's not a huge draw. This movie made a lot of money, and she's part of the Marvel Universe, and those movies make a lot of money. But as a lead, she's not a huge draw box office-wise. Like you said, you had two movies in the same year, Ghost in the Shell, Rough Night, both flops. She was the lead coming off of a lot of success with Marvel. You would think people want to go see this. They didn't. But I think she's a terrific actor. And if you really want to see her act, watch. She was nominated for 2 Oscars in the same year. Marriage Story, Jojo Rabbit, if that was 2019, I think. She's amazing in both movies. She can act. It's not an issue of if she can or can't. It's an issue of, are the movies she's in good, and do people go see them? In this case, people went to see it. I don't think it's great. All that to say, I agree with you. At the beginning, she's a party girl. She was cute. You know what? Not cute. She's gorgeous. But, you know, the personality was cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's like,
whatever.
I don't want to go. She's apparently in school abroad. They don't really say what school or how old she's supposed to be, but she's in college of some sort, and she's a party girl, and she's like, no, I don't want to do. I felt for her at the beginning when she's like crying and she's like, why did you hook this thing on my arm? Like, this guy was a total douchebag. I really liked her. I felt bad for her. She did a really good job with the feeling bad face. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, poor thing. Like, I really felt bad for her. Yeah. As soon as she becomes the robot version where she's just like, her brain is unlocking. She's like, you have to fix your kidney. You have to drink more water and make some life choices. I have to go on the computer and figure everything out. You're blah, blah, blah. She had no personality. All the personality got sucked right out of the character.
Yeah.
And therefore, I agree with you. Two. Could have been better. If they found a way to have her still be herself and while gaining these powers, that would have been way more interesting. She kind of just became an unhuman person, which I get. It's kind of the point, but I didn't like it.
The thing that I don't understand, and I agree with everything you're saying, but the thing I don't understand, she's unlocking her mind by 10% per whatever in the movie. But it's like, I feel like she's losing her soul, because it's like, it makes no sense. Even if you unlock your personality, you're still going to be Alex. Like, if I'm unlocking, I'm Alex, but 10 times more intelligent. Not like
I agree with you, but they chose to portray her gaining intelligence as also losing her humanity kind of thing. I didn't like it.
Because that's not human.
I agree with you.
That's not human. So you mean to tell me all these geniuses that tapped into it, which I still believe like Einstein and some of these people tapped into their brain a little bit, like they touched into the capacity. They wasn't robots.
Right.
They were a little quirky.
I agree.
They had a little quirky things, but you know, whatever. Main villain.
Right, it was stupid. Two. All right. Main villain. Mr. Jane. Now, this one hurts. This one hurts my soul. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
This actor, I think his name is Chin McSoy or something like that. He's so good. Let me tell you something. I don't know. I know you've never seen it. He's in a movie called Old Boy. Yeah. He was also a villain in a movie called I Saw the Devil, which I think is a movie you would really like and you should write it down. It is Korean. You will love it. I don't know if you like Seven, but if you took
love
a movie.
Seven.
Okay, take a movie like Seven and then add in some like cat and mouse where. And it's super violent. Oh, you'll love I Saw the Devil. This guy's in that, and he's horrible. He's a villain. You want him to die so bad. You never wanted a guy to die more than this guy in that movie. So when he pops up on screen, I'm like, oh heck yes, this guy's a terrific actor. And you know what? He's barely in this movie, but when he's there, he does a good job of his acting is very good. He's bad. He's remorseless. This dude's not playing games. He will shoot you. He will chop you up. He will kill you. He don't give a care. So I really liked him, except he's in the movie for about 13 minutes. He's in the very beginning. He's gone all the way to the end. He just shows up. So I'm going to have to give him a 2 as well. But it's not a fault of the actor at all. He's really good in his limited time, and he's an actor I like. It's wasted. This is what I would like to call a wasted opportunity. You cast someone who can really do a great bad guy, and then you gave you just like a little sprinkle at the beginning in that first like 15 minutes. You're like, ooh, this guy's bad. And then he's gone. So for that, a 2.
Yeah, you know, this main dude, he sucked me in. I'm not going to lie. When he got on screen, I was like, ooh, he's a traditional bad guy. He should have been more casted for more bad roles in the United States. He is a typical Ronnie Cox of our generation, because like he's like really bad and he's really good. He's really believable. Like I was like, holy crap. And I liked it. I was like, oh, he's menacing. Check.
He's great.
He's evil. Check. He is diabolical. He's check. Yep. Right. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Then he disappears. And I'm like,
he's gone.
He's gone. Check. Doesn't come back until the last 10 minutes of the movie. Check.
Yep.
When he does, he's a little weak. Check. And ending didn't pay off well for me with his character. So I was like, that's weak. I agree with you. I gave him a 2 also.
Yeah.
Did not like him
at
all. Weak talent. I mean, great talent, just weak execution.
Watch I Saw the Devil. And then when you come back and be like, Nate, you were right. This guy is so good. They should have used him more. They did not utilize a true gem of an actor that they had there. Wasted. 2.
Yeah, action scenes.
All right, so action for this is for you. What do you think of the action?
There ain't much action in this. let's just give it right off the bat. The only action is when she gets her powers. She goes to the hospital to retrieve some bags, which wasn't even action really. Her driving was okay, I was lost. I was like, what the hell's going on? But I was like, she has a force field around her or something, because everything's getting tossed to the side. So I was just like, it was okay of a chase scene. At the end, it was more of a battle with bullets. With that said, we are action podcast. So with everything that I saw in this movie, I gave it a 3 for good in terms of action with the ending. Nice. I thought the ending was pretty typical action scene standoff while she's going into the Matrix or whatever. Car chase scene was okay. Her, you know, going back to the hotel and stabbing him in the arm. Awesome. I thought it was pretty cool. So I gave that a 9. I was going to give it a 2, but I gave that part a not up. So that's a 3 for me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I like the car chase. It's crazy. There's like a lot of cars on the road in that car chase, which I like. And they're like swerving all around. You got that part where the van is like tilted sideways and he's like driving diagonal and they drive right under it. I like the way it's shot. It has a lot of energy. I love car chases and I like when they have like a lot of energy. Like this one was fast paced, boom, boom. And it's edited in a way where you could pretty much follow, but it's shot very cool. I enjoyed it. Other than that, you get a couple of like shootings. I love the part early when she first gets the, like when the bag breaks and she breaks out of that room and she just shoots all the dudes at the table. She says, "Hey, bang, 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 bang." Like, and that was awesome. I like that part. That was pretty cool. But you're right. It's so minimal. There's not really a lot of action. I know this is genred as like sci-fi action, but it's more sci-fi than action, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I like sci-fi movies. Don't get me wrong. But as an action podcast, it definitely counts against it. I'm right again at another 2. There's not a lot. The car chase is well shot. Everything else is kind of, it's mostly just her picking people up off the floor or just like making them fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally just like goes like this and everybody falls asleep. Like, that ain't action. They just fell down. So yeah. I would have liked it if she fought. Obviously, Scarlett Johansson is equipped to do action. She played Black Widow. At this point, she had already been in the MCU. She had already been in Avengers. She had been in Iron Man 2. You know what I mean? Like, she'd done action and she did good with the shooting, the little bit she did. But they didn't utilize her. It would have been cool if they did some Matrix type stuff. You know how like when Neo downloads all the Kung Fu? Like, if she just knew how to do kung fu and then she did fighting, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Instead, she just like picks people up in the sky and then, I don't know, telekinesis is not my favorite
power.
So,
yeah.
2. Weak. All right, storyline. So, here's where I will give some kudos to the movies. I mean, I haven't given any ones yet, so that's that's nice of me. You guys know I've given more ones on this show than Alex, so, yeah. You know, but not yet for this one. But I will give this some kudos. The story and the overall are going to tie together. But as a premise, I think this is great. I really do. I think it's a great premise for a movie. The storyline is not my problem with this film at all. It's pretty much everything else. So the idea of this girl, an innocent, not even involved in anything, getting thrown into this world of drug dealers, international drug dealers, because this is all in Europe and Asia and stuff like that. I like that. You know, she's a fish out of water character. She doesn't not used to being around these type of people. I like that. That's number one. Number two, a drug that when you take it, unlocks your brain. Like, it allows you to access 100% of your mental capacity, or maybe not 100. She eventually gets to that kind of point. But, you know, incrementally, it makes you unlock more of your brain. And with that, what does that look like? So I think it's a great premise. I think it's a good story. The story is not my issue. There's a difference between story and script, right? The idea, the story behind it, I'm going to give it a 4. I actually like the story. It's the execution, which, you know, I'll get to when we get to overall. That's what hampers it. It's not the idea. The idea is great. Everything else kind of fails it from there. So as a story, though, I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah, you know, it's funny for myself. I think with this storyline, it should have not been action attached to it. I think, like, me and my wife was talking about it because we watched it today. We both agreed that this should have never been an action movie. It should have been more of a sci-fi movie. And I think I would have been more okay with it, because it would have been more better. It would have been more of that sci-fi superhero style. Whereas they're trying to make it into this whole act. It was no action. Like, we covered it. There's no action in this. Where they did have action at the end, but she was never there.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. So with that, I think this would have been a better storyline as a straight sci-fi movie. Then I would have been sold. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. It's cute. That's pretty much it. Look, the storyline, I thought it was okay. I thought it could have been better. I thought it was a way too much of a science course for me. Like with the whole beginning, them talking on Earth and 16 billion years ago and all this kid. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
Morgan now Freeman.
I know. Yeah, Morgan Freeman's narrating.
Yeah.
With that, I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline. If they're going to go out action route, they should have added more action element. Like you said, she could tap into everything, and why not tap into the like fighting styles and, you know, gung fu and all that crap.
Not that you can't feel. She can't. It's clear. Not that she can't feel pain, but she can. She can go right through it. She gets a. She gets surgery without any anesthetics. You know what I mean? Or anesthesia, whatever. Yeah. So she can clearly go through pain if she even feels it at all. Why not use that to be able to have some brutal fights where even if she takes hits, she just keeps coming because she can't get hurt. You know, like there's a lot of possibilities that they don't use because of it. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I gave it a 3. All right. Overall.
Okay.
For me, overall, I thought the story lacked because they were trying to make it something that it wasn't, which was an action movie. That's what they were selling it on. And if you watch the trailer sold it as an action sci-fi movie. And that's where I was like super excited for. But when I saw the movie, it was a super letdown. And this trailer is one of those trailers that I will always say is a misleading when you watch the movie. Because I thought it was an action movie. We did not get that. I thought Scarlett Johansson as a main actress. I think it could have been someone else. I think the movie would have been better. I thought she was good. But again, I can't fault her because the script was like, I don't know what he was trying to do. So it did not work for me. Main villain was amazing. I thought Morgan Freeman was actually pretty cool as the professor. I liked him a lot. He wasn't
That's good casting.
Yeah,
he's
it was really good.
He's wise.
Yeah,
he has so a great
was good.
Voice.
Yeah. So sexy. No, I'm joking.
Absolutely.
So I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. Look, with that, I gave it a 2 overall. Because honestly, I fell asleep. And I'm not lying to you. I fell asleep. Like, I fell asleep in the first 10 minutes of the movie. Like, the minute the bag broke, I knocked out. And my wife woke me up, and she had to rewind the 10 minutes. And then I caught up. Because honestly, I started to get bored. I was like, this is crap. Like, this is exactly the same problems why I never liked it in the first time. Because I thought it was an action movie. And then we started off with, like, some type of... you know, science class, like 6 billion years ago, you know, and I was like, nah. So I gave it a 2.
You know, it's funny. So this was a, like I said, a second time watch for me, and all the problems I had with it the first time, I had with it the second time.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll watch a movie and I might have some issues with it, and then I'll watch it 5-6 years later. I'm a different person. You know what I mean? Like my tastes are different. I've seen different things, and my opinion will change on a movie. This is not one of those cases. My opinion is the exact same today as it was 6 years ago when I watched this at the movie theater. And this movie is stupid. This is a stupid movie. Not that it doesn't make sense. It makes sense. It just, there's so much things I hate in this. I hate that the villain is awesome and then not in it. I hate that she turns into a robot person instead of being a human character. I can't relate. I can't relate to a robot person. You know what I mean? Like, give me something to be attached. Like I said, she was really good in the beginning. I was attached to her early on, and then you lose that because she loses it. The direction's okay, but they do so many Luc Besson does so much weird crap and unnecessary weird crap, like all the stuff with the animals. We get it. We don't need you as a director to show a mouse about to eat some cheese in a trap to let us know that she's walking into a trap. We get it. She's walking into a trap. Don't do a little insert of a mouse. Don't do an insert of these cheetahs, you know, running around to eat this animal to let us know she's in a dangerous place. And this person is essentially the cheetah. It's like all these weird metaphorical, like Planet Earth documentary footage that's like interspliced with like these scenes that are so stupid. Like, you don't need them. I don't need it. I'm intelligent. I know what's going on.
Dude, they had bony, like all the animals were having sex, and then they show the humans having sex in the car. And I'm like,
but Morgan Freeman. Yeah, Morgan Freeman's explaining how Cell will either become immortal or reproduce. As soon as he talks about reproduce, they gotta show all these animals humping and being born and stuff. You don't got it. Him saying reproduce, humping. We know what the word reproduce means.
Yeah.
That's my point. We know what it means. And this happens multiple times in the movie. It's stupid. I hate the scene in the, I have no idea what's happening in the scene in the airplane where she drinks a little bit and then her teeth start falling out and then she starts turning into powder and then she turns into sprinkles. She goes in the bathroom and she turns into sprinkles and then she explodes apparently, but she puts herself, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know what's going on. I've watched this twice. Two times, I don't know what's going on.
So basically, that scene is that Morgan Freeman explained it in the beginning, is that her cells were pretty much fighting with each other. And basically, remember when he says that once something with explosions, like the cells and everything, once they can't reproduce, the next thing is destruction, like of the atoms.
How freaked did she put herself back together?
Because she snorted all the blue stuff again. So she remade up the cells again. And that's when, if you notice, when she snorted it in the bathroom, she started to heal herself and it went back into all her cells to reconnect. And then she blew up and then she became a one person again. And I was like, that was
so
stupid.
She blew up and then became a person again. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It didn't make sense.
That sentence, she blew up and then became a person again. That is so foolish. It's pointless. That was a pointless scene. Yeah. There's just a lot of stupid things. So I also gave it a 2. It's a missed. This is a classic missed opportunity. There's elements of this that are really good. Like I said, I like the story. I like the ideas. I like the cast. The cast is good. There's no issues with any of the casting, but they don't do great performances because they're written bad. The script's not great. So I'm also at a 2. So total scores for me, that is a 2, a 2, a 2, and a 4 for a total of 12 out of 25. What do you got?
Mine's is 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 11 out of a 25. Slightly 1 point below you.
That's just because I gave the story a 4. Otherwise, it would have been the same.
Yeah, like other than that, like honestly, this movie was not good. I did not enjoy it at all. But again, you guys chose it. And we reviewed it for you guys. So again, thank you guys.
We watched it.
Yeah, thank you again. For everyone that voted for Kill Bill and Lucy, we got 2 more to go, which is Sucker Punch and Atomic Blonde.
Tell us in the comments if you like this movie. Because I don't know a lot of people who like it. I made a lot of money. I remember when it came out, like all my friends are going to see it. I have a few. I remember at the time, I knowing a few like casual movie watchers who liked it. But like, let us know down low if you're like a big movie fan and you really like Lucy. And let us know why. Because I don't get it. But maybe you could change my mind. Probably not. But maybe you could tell me why it's not as bad as we're saying. So that is, of course, Lucy, number 2 on our female-led action, movies for January. Next week, we will be wrapping up the Ip Man series with Ip Man 4.
Yep.
Very excited. And then we will be watching a first-time watch for Alex. Now, this is Sucker Punch. This wasn't voted on by y'all because me and him each picked one of our own choosing. Oh. I picked this movie. So I will let you guys know I am a fan of this film. Controversial. It's not controversial, but it's divisive. I'll say it's divisive. A lot of love hate on this one. You either like it or people really hate it. So I'm interested to see your take. I picked this really so that you could watch it because you had said you'd never seen it. So I'm actually excited to review it because I've never reviewed this before. I saw it when it came out I didn't do a podcast back then. I didn't do anything. So this will be my first time reviewing it, but I am a fan. So that'll be next week. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, I mean, we got great content still coming out. Next month, we're going to have the Black History Month. We're going to have a lot of leads on that. And then we're going to continue with our franchises, which we're going to be starting. We're going to be entering the John Wick era right into the Rambo series, right? Those are the 2 franchises back to back?
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And then Westerns in March, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, the Rambos with Westerns called Sis, and then Black History and John Wick and a little bit of Rambo is going to be there thrown in. But again, the franchise is going to be Wick and Rambo. And then we're going to have our main solo action films are going to be Black History Month, which you guys already voted for. So thank you so much. And then Westerns, which again, you guys voted for, right? I think everyone
everything. Those are all voted. The Black History Month movies and the Black led action films and the Westerns were all voted on. We didn't pick any of those.
Yeah, so thank you so much for that. Guys, if you want to follow us on all our social media platforms, again, follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Of course, he does a podcast besides Levels of Geeks. Check that one out. It's really good. Him and his friend, they watch tons of content. They give you a 1 hour to 2 hour straight talk of straight films and TV shows. Again, that is Netflix movie reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcast on any platform that you listen on your podcast on. Yep. And again, Levels of Geeks, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Levels of Geeks across the board. Other than that, guys, if you enjoy this video or you enjoy listening to us on the go, please hit those like buttons. Hit those notification bells so every time we drop videos on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Fridays, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you guys will be notified. And then me and Nate, we go live Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, me and David, we go live Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, also with our Levels of Geeks live. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.